You're listening to Lesbian Interrupted, a podcast for sapphics who showed up to the party a little late and have some catching up to do. Around here, we'll talk about the messy, beautiful process of embracing your queer identity after years of trying to be someone you're not. Maybe you spent your 20s dating people who never quite fit. Maybe you're still figuring out where you land under the rainbow. This show is about the moment you figure it out and then figuring out what comes after. We'll dive deep into queer culture, history, and all the things we missed while we were busy pretending to be straight. From dating women for the first time, to unlearning comp het, to finding queer joy in your own way, this is where we build something real without shame, without apology, and definitely without straight cis men. Because the truth is, you're not late, queen. You're just in the right place now. Let's get into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Lesbian Interrupted podcast for our second episode. Before we dive in, I just want to express gratitude for everybody who has already followed, already subscribed, is sharing, is promoting my podcast on Reddit and Instagram and TikTok. I see you and I appreciate you. And I really, 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 I can't say enough how much I appreciate that. I wasn't expecting such an outpouring of, excitement for something so brand new, and it just means a lot to me. So thank you so much. For this episode, I wanted to talk about a really common experience. If you know, you know, what it feels like when you come out later and you feel like you have a lot to catch up on. And I don't just mean in the obvious ways, like, yeah, maybe you haven't been to Pride, or you haven't watched Queer Eye, or you don't know all the different terms. I'm talking about more like that deeper feeling, that voice in your head that tells you everybody else around you, your new queer friends or your existing queer friends, everyone else had a head start and you are permanently playing catch up. Obviously, when you come out, I feel like for me, it was a very exciting feeling. I was relieved. I was ready to just be as loud as humanly possible about being gay. I am very loud about being gay. I talk about it constantly. And I know that might annoy some people. I'm hopeful that, to be honest, I've weeded out the people who are annoyed by that, because you're not an ally if you are annoyed by the fact that somebody is proud of who they are and excited to live authentically. But, you know, in the beginning, you're so excited and you're like, yes, it makes sense. I'm fucking gay. I'm a lesbian. I want to eat box. Like, hell yeah, I'm going to only date women. This is amazing. Fuck yeah, you're so excited. And then you start to meet other queer people and you start to, I guess, consume more and more or lesbian, queer, gay, whatever type of media, like online, like through TikTok. And this is just what happened to me. TikTok or Instagram Reels or whatever, and you start to realize, like, there are a lot of other people that have been out for so long and all they've experienced are queer relationships, and they seem to know, like, everything about everything, and they seem so knowledgeable, and you're like, damn, am I an imposter, because I am so behind. I feel behind. Like, holy shit, this girl's been out since she was 14. She's had 4 long-term relationships. She knows all the queer spots. She has been going to Pride for like 15 years and I just got here. I definitely had moments like that where once the excitement wore off, the confusion set in and I felt so lost. I was happy, but it was a melancholy feeling. But the thing is it's a completely normal feeling and it's also completely fucking bullshit, because, like, yeah, you do feel behind. You are newer to openly living as a queer person. I was new to openly living as a lesbian. I hadn't had as much time in sapphic spaces. I hadn't surrounded myself and made a point to only surround myself with people who were in that like-minded minds, like that in the same mindset as me. I didn't have the same reference points. That was just factually true, but it was bullshit because there is this assumption baked into, like, quote unquote, being behind, this assumption that there is this big finish line. There's a point at which you've caught up and, like, you're done. And that's not how sexual identity or gender identity or any identity works. This behind feeling in practice kind of looks like a knowledge gap. So people are making references that you don't get. They're talking about queer history and queer movies and queer culture, and you're nodding along, but internally you're like, I'm gonna have to fucking Google all of this later because I've never watched Queer Eye. I don't know shit about drag. I don't know the difference between stem and a femme with two M's and a mask and a soft mask and a tomboy femme and a butch and a stud and blah 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 blah. Like, you feel dumb. You feel dumb as shit. And it's normal, but again, I'm just gonna keep reiterating this. It is a normal feeling, but it's bullshit. Just stick with me. It's bullshit. There's also the experience gap. So someone asks you about your dating history with women and you're like, well, there was there that one person and whatever, and they've got stories that go back years and years. They've got multiple ex-girlfriends, like they're in the whole, you know, I dated this lesbian who dated this lesbian, and my ex-girlfriend is the ex-girlfriend of my ex-girlfriend. And you're like, damn, I've only dated a couple women. Am I really gay? Can I claim gay? Can I claim that I'm a lesbian when I have not truly had the same experience as everyone else around me? That's frustrating. Especially for me, coming out as lesbian when I had thought for years that I was bisexual. Like I said previously, the pipeline is not true for everybody. The pipeline was true for me. It was frustrating for me to feel like I couldn't truly claim, and I mean, I really couldn't because I hadn't decentered men in my life. When I was bisexual, I had not, because I was mainly dating men. I really just felt like when I said to new lesbians in my life, oh yeah, like I've dated a few women. I haven't, you know, been super locked in for years with a woman, but like I have dated women. It's just like, it's like sometimes with certain people, the light goes out of their eyes and they're like, they write you off and they're like, baby gay, baby gay, not fucking with you. You probably aren't even a real lesbian. And that makes you feel stupid and it makes you feel small and it's just not a good feeling. There's this confidence gap too, because you might walk into like a queer space or a gay bar and everyone else seems so comfortable and at home and you're just constantly in the bathroom checking your hair, checking your outfit, questioning if you belong, questioning if you look gay enough, wondering if people can smell how new you are to this environment. That takes a while to wear off. It takes a while to wear off. It's a good feeling when it does. But it takes a fucking while. And the thing that makes it worse is sometimes other queer people, usually without meaning to, can reinforce this feeling by making jokes about baby gays or baby lesbians. And you'll laugh along, but like internally you're like, damn, is that me? I'm 36 fucking years old. Is that me? Like, they'll talk about how they knew when they were five or how they came out in high school. And there's just kind of like this subtle implication that that's the right timeline or like the brave timeline or the authentic timeline. And you start wondering, does coming out later, does figuring it out at a slower pace mean I'm less queer, less valid? Did I miss my window for getting this right? Is it too late for me to fully dive into this culture? I remember sitting in an airport with one of my close friends, and oh, it's 222. That's my favorite number. It's me telling the story must clearly be in alignment. Anyway, I remember sitting in the airport going to Portugal with my friend Claudia, and I was 28, and I was dating a man. And had been for a couple years. And I remember telling her, I feel like it's too late for me to lean into being gay. I feel like everyone sees me. I'm like tearing up talking about this. I feel like everyone sees me as this, you know, I felt, for all intents and purposes, I felt like I was always, you know, the fucking meme, the goth girlfriend, golden retriever boyfriend. I hate that meme. I think it's really corny, but I felt like I was forever ingrained in everyone's mind as being that type of bisexual. Like the bisexual, like, I don't like this word either, bisexual baddie who's like just with a golden retriever boy. Like I felt like that was always my identity. And I was like, dude, I just feel like it's too late for me. It's too late. I was 28 years old. And I was so scared. I was like, I can't. It's too late for me to turn my shit around. It's too late for me to just come out and decide that I'm someone completely different. And I remember she told me, she was like, girl, like, and she's like younger than me. She's a year or two younger than me. And she was like, it is not too fucking late for you to decide that you want to lean into being gay. You don't want to identify as bisexual. You don't want to date men anymore. And like, who told you? Who lied to you and told you that you, it's too late for you? And it took me a couple years after that conversation. I might even have been 27. I don't remember now. But it took me a couple years after that conversation to really fully believe her that it wasn't too late for me to change things and turn things around and really come into myself. And something I just wish that I had had someone to tell me earlier, like your timeline doesn't determine your validity. Coming out later did not mean I was less gay because I figured it out at 29 instead of 10 or 13. I am not any less legitimate because I did date men for my adolescence and had a few women sprinkled here and there and just couldn't figure it out because of fear or confusion or discomfort. I was not any less authentic at age 27, 28, 29 coming out as a lesbian than I, you know, was now because I was still learning and figuring things out. The whole fucking catching up mindset is just exhausting and it's unnecessary because what the hell are you actually catching up to being comfortable with yourself? You can do that right now. Understanding your identity is a lifelong process for everyone. Having queer friendships develop naturally, not on a schedule. The things that really matter, living authentically, building meaningful relationships, being part of a community, those are not things that you catch up to. These are things that you step into, starting exactly where you are. And the way that I had to kind of reframe this and overcome this instead of thinking like I'm behind. I had to start thinking I'm where I am. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, and that's perfect. I'm on my timeline, and that's perfectly fine. Because this is what I had that younger me didn't have. Life experience. I know how to handle difficult conversations. I have been through hard things and survived them. I know myself in ways that take time to develop, and I can afford therapy, and I can travel to Pride in other cities, and I can support queer businesses and organizations. I can step into, this is all in my brain in 29. I could step into my identity in a way that younger me wouldn't have been able to. I have perspective. I've lived on both sides of the coin. I've tried the straight shit and it's not for me. And I know what it's like to be out and I know what it's like to not be out. And that gives me empathy and understanding, which is really valuable. And a lot, honestly, a lot of people who seem so far ahead in life, like so far ahead with their sexual identity, they're dealing with their own shit. You know, they might be confident in their queerness, but struggling in other ways that you have already figured out. No one has this shit all together. We're all just doing our best with where we are. My motto has always been do what you can where you are with what you have. I will shout that from the rooftops till the day that I die. That was something that it took me a while when I came out to really lean into. Like, you don't have to completely overhaul your entire life, like from your clothes and your hair and the music and the movies and the everything, the businesses you support. You don't have to completely overhaul your life to say, I'm a lesbian. And it took me a hot minute to figure that out. But the thing I think that helped the most was I have some really cool fucking queer friends. Two of my biggest influences immediately on figuring out that I was a lesbian were two friends who they're also married to each other. And if they're listening, Casey and Val, I love you. I love you both. I told them all the time last year, you have no idea how much of an impact you had on me. It was very affirming for me seeing that, hanging out with them, being with them, getting to just completely be who I was with two people had who had really not known me, like in a straight relationship. I really felt like I got to rebuild from the ground up with people who had never known me as anything else other than that, which was very validating. They never treated me like I was stupid or like I was behind or like I had tons of shit to catch up on. Casey just introduced me to color and patterns. I used to be a neutral girl and now I am not like that. Now I love pink and I love checkers and I love camo and I love neons and I love everything that screams I'm gay as fuck. I don't know if I would have stepped into myself like that had I not met Val and Casey. I don't know how long it would have taken. I felt like I had kind of a like my two like lesbian council members. And I obviously have other lesbian friends, but none of my lesbian friends are married and like they are. So it was like very beautiful to be up close and personal and like really see, you know, this is what I want in life one day. This is what I want to look forward to. And I don't have to rush to get there. I can't express enough like dealing with the feeling of being behind. It just takes time. It's gonna come up even after you've done the work and you know intellectually you're not behind. That feeling is still gonna sneak in sometimes. I don't know if you guys listen to the Gabby Wendy show, but she has an episode with Renee Rapp and she's talking about like I sometimes I forget how gay I am. Like sometimes I feel that I'm not lesbian enough and I'll be like full like I'll be eating box. I'll be like going down on my wife and I'm like I'm fully scissoring right now. Like I'm fully scissoring. Like it doesn't get more lesbian than this. Like stop feeling like you're an imposter. Like where do you feel like you need to be further along? Where is the destination that you think you need to reach? Focusing on your own experience, focusing on the journey and not what you think you're supposed to want or not what like what it looks like that other people have. What matters the most to you is the most important. So maybe you don't give a fuck about every episode of Queer Eye. Maybe you don't care about every piece of queer history. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, whatever. Maybe you just really care about building one solid friendship with another gay person. Maybe that's your fucking path. Walk it. That's what matters the most. When we go, the things we're leaving behind, it's not material possessions, it's the relationships that we've had and cultivated with the people here left on Earth. It's the love that we've shared. It's the lives that we've touched. And ultimately, that's what's the most important. It's not about feeling like you are leaving this big imprint of like how gay you are on everybody's life. It's or like on everybody's mind. It's more about being able to look back on your experience and be like, this is how I figured out what makes me happy. This is how I've learned to step into my authentic self. This is how I found joy. I think something else that helps me or helped me to really focus on my own path when it came to my queerness is just remembering again, everyone's behind in something. The person who came out at 16 might be behind in career development because they spent their family, I mean, they spent their 20s like dealing with family rejection. The person that seems so confident might be behind in emotional maturity because they've never had to question themselves. I'm not saying this to tear like anybody down. I'm just saying it to point out that behind is relative and it mostly it's meaningless. We've all got different timelines. So one area where this behind feeling really hit me was in dating. I dated this person who, once they had figured out that I was newly accepting and, you know, using the term lesbian, not that they like they knew they I guess it wasn't you know preferred for them that I had identified as queer for several years, but only recently identified as lesbian. They didn't like that, and once they figured that out, all they could talk about was, "You're not far enough along on your queer journey. You're not far." Like, it really rubbed me the wrong way, and it upset me. And they went behind my back and talked about me badly to my friends and made me just feel so incompetent and stupid and not confident and humiliated because I felt like for the first time in my life, I had really and truly bared my full soul as a gay woman. The fact that I was like, okay, they know what they're doing. I think I'm doing this right, but maybe also I'm not. And I was very vocal about that. And this person still, they would tell me to my face. It wasn't like an end all be all, deal breaker for them. And then they'd go behind my back and say the complete opposite. This is what I learned from that. The right person doesn't give a fuck. They're not going to judge you for being newer to calling yourself a lesbian. They're not going to be keeping score. They're just excited for you and they're excited to be with you. And if someone does make you feel bad about your timeline or your experience, that's not your fucking person. That's someone who's more invested in feeling superior and being on a pedestal than an actual connection with you. Coming out at any age is fucking brave. It's moving forward. It's choosing yourself. That's not behind. That's on time. And I wish that I had been able to say that to them. I wish that I had been able to stand my ground and say, like, you know what? I get it. If you are looking for a relationship with someone who is, more experienced with solely dating women, you're looking for your gold star. I'm not your gold star, baby. I don't know. I wish Lesbian of the Year by The Beaches had already come out because I would have sent that song to that person and be like, it's like the song is amazing. It says, can't be your gold star because I just got this far. Like, that's how that felt. Shout out to my gold stars. Love you, sweethearts. No hate whatsoever. I wish I could say that I was. I wish I could say I was a gold star lesbian. I'm not. But it was a really shitty feeling, and my heart goes out to anybody who has been made to feel like that by somebody. Because you came out and that's fucking huge. You're exploring your identity. That takes courage. You're building or rebuilding your life authentically. That's fucking massive. You are here listening to this and you're doing the work, and that is what counts. Not someone's opinion about you need to catch up. You're so behind. You need to date a million and one people and then come to me and then I'll be ready for you. It's invalidating and it's fucked up and I don't like it. And if anyone says that to you, honestly, like, go fuck yourself. Leave. Then leave. Bye. Like, I think it's just invalidating and it's nasty. And get off your high horse. Nobody gets to make up your timeline but you. Nobody gets to tell you that you've missed out on so much and now it's too late. No matter what age you are, it's not too late to reinvent yourself in any aspect of your life, career, creativity, identity, whatever. It's never too late. And it's really hurtful to make people believe that it is. Words like that stick. And I remember being very upset and a little heartbroken over the idea that I was behind and there was no amount of catching up. It's like sleep. There's no amount of catching up on sleep that you will ever be able to do ever in your life. It's impossible to catch up on sleep. That's how I felt. And I wish that I had just had someone to tell me straight up, ignore the people who put themselves on a pedestal. I'm not going to tell you that you're never going to feel this way again. I still have moments where I see like an elder gay and I'm like, damn, they got this shit figured out. They're so cool. But those moments get shorter and they don't define my experience anymore. And instead, I just admire people who have been out longer. I'm just like, damn, like you've been living as your authentic self for a really long time, and that's beautiful for you. But there's no figuring out too early or too late or whatever. There's just living and trying and learning and adjusting and growing. And I've been doing that my whole life. So I'm actually really good at it. And this is just another part of my life that, like, it took me a hot minute to figure out. And I keep saying there is no figured out, but like, you know what the fuck I mean. Whatever. Everyone's on their own timeline. Everyone's on their own timeline. You're not behind. You're here. You're queer. And that's not just okay. That's exactly fucking right. Don't let anybody tell you that you need to be further along on any kind of queer journey or whatever to be valid in the queer community. It's not fair. It's hateful. It's othering. And if you're someone who's experienced that, I'm really sorry, but you're in a safe space now, no matter how long you've been out, no matter what you have identified as for most of your life, and now you identify as a lesbian, or maybe it's completely reversed. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of bisexual people, or pansexual people, or asexual, or omnisexual, or whatever identities people listening to this podcast. I'm getting like really heated right now. I hope that this episode reached someone who needed to hear it. So maybe you feel less alone. Maybe you feel more validated. Maybe you're starting out like I was. Just remember that whatever this process looks like for you, it's yours and yours alone to own. And nobody gets to dictate to you anything about your identity based off of how long they think you should have been out or how much experience they think that you should have. I know that this is a very touchy subject, but I really wanted to touch on it. Press on it a little bit and just make it be known. This is a very common thing in the queer community and in the lesbian community. And again, I'll reiterate, it is okay to have preference. What's not okay is making somebody else feel shitty because they don't have as much experience and they didn't figure it out as early as you did. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Get ready for more rants. This was a big rant, I think. Solid 31 minutes so far. This was a big rant, and there's going to be more like this. And I'm really excited to start having guests on, and I'm going to start recruiting people probably next week to be guests. So if there's a topic that you would like for me to touch on right away, or an experience you would like to hear about, or maybe you want to, maybe you're queer and you want to, chat with me about something, a big topic that you feel strongly about. I want to use this platform for good. So shoot me a message, follow on Instagram, the at, not at the, it's at Lesbian Interrupted Podcast. I really appreciate you guys so much. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your Friday and the gayest weekend that you possibly could fucking have. Talk to you soon.